Well, James, you've decided after, a couple of weeks' time to reflect after the end of the season, but you've decided to stay on the job at Fun Park.
Yeah, I just decided yesterday there. I let the chairman and the board know. It took a number of weeks for them to offer me the job, and then there was a meeting, obviously, and when they got that sorted, they offered me the job, and I was delighted. I was delighted that they'd done that, and obviously, then it took a couple of weeks myself just to do a bit of homework, and there's a few things to be sorted out, and we got some of those things sorted. Some things probably remains to be seen how we get on in some other departments, but overall, delighted and proud to have the responsibility doing the job again next year,
Yes, James, it seems a long time, this close season off a couple of months, but it's not that long when you have to tie down players who are maybe not contracted and you have to look for your squad building up to the new season.
Yeah, and if you kept one eye on what's been going on in the league, there's a lot of clubs already, have a good good base of their squad sorted already, And mainly the sides that are going to be strong in our division next season: Cork, Shelburne, Waterford, Limerick. They've already put the nucleus of good squads together, and added quality players to what was already a quality squad. So a bit of catching up to do, but I wouldn't have taken the job. My decision was based on the fact that I felt that I could get all the boys from last season back on board, and obviously that remains to be seen, but I'll be fairly confident of that. And probably looking at taking the job as well, I felt that group I put together last season, I think there's a lot more to come from them, and I didn't want that group breaking up. So obviously with me in charge would help in that regard, and keeping that group together, because obviously if there's a change in management, you could have a complete change in the squad. So I believe in the group that I had last season, and obviously I'm trying to bring in two or three new faces maybe that would take us on just that wee bit extra, but so a bit of catching up to do, and I've already made a fair bit of progress in that there, and hopefully next week we'll be able to announce plenty of boys on board.
Well, James, I spoke to you a few times last year, and of course we were kind of maybe overemphasized it too much, but you had a lot of young players, but they have a season behind them now, and hopefully that year's experience it has to help most of them.
Yeah, hopefully you hope so. Anyway, obviously we did talk about young players and young squad, and I think if I ever spoke about it, maybe I didn't get my point across properly. Like what I normally meant when I meant you had young players, if it was young, and I have players there that are 22, 23, but they haven't had one full season in their trusty league, and that's what I meant by having young players, really young and experienced playing. And a lot of them had a good full season under the belt from last season, and you would be expecting them to improve next season. And as I said, if we can bring in two or three that'll help them along as well with a wee bit of experience, all the better. But that's going to be very difficult because obviously because of some of the restraints we have at the club at the minute, and trying to get a competitive team on the pitch when you have the likes of Cork and Shelburne and Limerick and Waterford, and these boys seem to have a few euro about them, So, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tougher than this year. But as I said, I really enjoyed last season, and it was a privilege to manage the club, and as will be next season. And I wouldn't take it if I felt that we could progress. And as I said, but it's important that we keep that squad together and add a few,
Well, James, I suppose there's no other way of looking at it. You're on the lookout for a couple of players, as like every other club, I'm sure, now in this January transfer window. It's not going to be easy to get these players. And I suppose we can't beat about the bush. It's money talks nowadays, but the players should be easier got in the present climate. You would think maybe money shouldn't be as big an influence.
Yeah, you would think that, but you know, unfortunately, you know, especially if we were looking outside, you know, if we were looking outside our own patch, you know, maybe something outside Donegal, you know, it definitely would still be the case of, you know, you're going to have to pay up. But you know, with in regards to my own squad from last season, and you know, the commitment they gave was massive for what they were getting, and you know, obviously they're up at Fan Park for the right reasons. You know, they want to play and they want to play at the highest level they can, and you know, it's certainly not money motivating them, and you know, so you know, it'll be more or less the same, working off slightly smaller budget next season. So you know, I'll be asking for boys to come up based on them reasons again, and you know, it's that's just the reality of it. And you know, football isn't immune to it. You know, it's all over the country, obviously, where things are being cut, and you know, the money's just not there. But I would be hoping for, you know, a bit of loyalty and a bit of commitment from the squad from last season, and hopefully I'll be able to get them back on board, and we can have a good push at it next season, because I know a lot of them felt that last season, you know, we underachieved. And you know, I think some of them, chatting to them as well just during the off season, they felt like they learnt an awful lot from that one season. And you know, you're coming up against players that have been playing in the league for 4, 5, 6 seasons, you know, and you know, so it's not easy, but they've got that year under their belts now. And you know, as I said, if I can get 1 or 2, maybe 3 experienced lads and amongst them for next season, you know, we'll not be easy beat, you know.
Well, James, you kind of touched on it there, but it would be great to see people, again, as you say, showing loyalty, wanting to play senior football, and especially wanting to play for Fan Harps instead of maybe taking the easy route, maybe, and playing at intermediate or junior level, and trying to step up to that level and giving a good commitment to Fan Harps.
Yeah, the commitment is massive. You know, there's no doubt about that. You know, for what they're getting, you know, obviously, unfortunately, that's where we're at the minute. You know, a few years back, you know, maybe there was players at the club, and you know, obviously they were getting well looked after wages wise and whatnot. But it's not the case, and you know, and they realised that, and you know, what they had to realise as well, if there was a big budget at this club at the minute, there's a possibility that I wouldn't be managing the club, and there's a possibility that none of them players would be getting a chance. So you know, they got to look at it, and you know, we got that message across as much as we could last season. You know, the mentality, and you know, did that, you know, a bit of pride, and you know, be proud of the jersey, and you have to be loyal to the club, and you know, if you're all them things, you know, then you know, you'll fit in well in my book. And you know, because I know they're not motivated by anything else, and so I'll be looking for all them, and looking for the same commitment, if not more, because if we want to progress and want to do better next year, we're probably going to be asking them to give a wee bit more commitment, because you know, we'll leave no stone unturned and trying to improve, and trying to, you know, be competitive and be in the mix. And as I said, you know, I feel if I can get the 2 or 3 experienced lads in with them, and I can get the loyalty from the players from last season, and they come back on board, then you know, I think we'll not be easy beat, and you know, we'll be very competitive, you know.